Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, More to See, on August 19th, 2015. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau. For over 108 years, the Redondo Beach Chamber has played a vital role in helping companies grow their business, taking the lead in programs and efforts that help create a strong local economy and make the community a great place to do business. The Chamber is committed to promoting the community through its aggressive tourism program and by participating in efforts that improve the quality of life in Redondo Beach. In addition, the Chamber represents the interests of business by working year-round to ensure local elected officials and other decision makers are educated on the impact their actions have on the local economy. Networking programs provide opportunities for members to sell their products and services to peers and make lifelong connections. The Redondo Chamber is also the proud sponsor of signature events in Redondo Beach, such as the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival and Super Bowl Sunday 10K. For additional information on how the Redondo Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Redondo Beach, visit their website at www.visitredondo.com. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great this morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful. I'm thinking, you know, we talk about it at the top of the show every Wednesday.
Yes, we do.
It's a signature event, the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival. And I guess we have some lobsters in the house today, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Our guests this morning are Mickey Marafino, Lucy Lobster, and Leilani Lobster from Redondo Beach Lobster University. Now, Mickey Marafino is the dean of Lobster University, which started 2 years ago when one of the original lobster ladies brought up the need to bring in some new blood, creating a more consistent experience during the lobster festival. More lobsters means more fun. Together, our three guests developed the curriculum for Lobster University. It's a three-month program culminating with the three-day lobster festival, which takes place this year from September 25th through September 27th. The lobsters began gracing the festival 20 years ago and have been a steady form of entertainment for both children and adults. Getting a photo with the lobsters is one of the best parts of the festival, and this year they're fortunate to have the first mother-son lobster team. Now, Lucy Lobster has been working with the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival for 17 years. Her expertise includes dancing, greeting, hugging, and high-fiving. Lucy brings joy and smiles to all attendees of the festival. Leilani Lobster was born in Maine and was brought to Redondo Beach Lobster Festival in 2000. Leilani loves having her picture taken with all her fans and loves to take over the dance floor and dance all night. Now, the current Lobster University students will be rehearsing at the Redondo Beach Chamber Regional Mixer a week from today on Wednesday, August 26th at 5:30 p.m. at Seaside Lagoon. Now, if you have any interest in becoming a student at Lobster University, you should definitely stop by and check it out. Now, for additional information on Lobster University, you can send an email to info@lobsterfestival.com. The cost to attend LU is purchasing a pair of red pants and a red shirt and volunteer hours during Lobster Festival. Graduates will receive their very own lobster costume upon completion, and the payoff is the feeling of joy when you create memorable experience for residents and visitors alike. And Joe,
yes.
So we have our guest this morning. Lucy Lobster is a little delayed, so she's not with us right now.
Well, I'm not sure.
Hi.
Oh, she might
I'm,
be with
I'm
us.
Here.
Okay.
Lucy,
okay.
Are you there?
Lucy's here. Okay.
I'm here.
And we're going to welcome. Okay, hi, Lucy. We're going to welcome some other guests We have some surprise guests that we're going to be talking to soon, so hold on tight. Mickey, Lucy, Leilani, welcome to the program. We know you're very busy getting ready for the big event, and we really appreciate you taking the time to join us this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here.
Well, it's our pleasure and our privilege to have you all here. You normally can't get lobsters in the same room together. They just don't, like, stay together unless there's a festival going on. And it's wonderful to have you together on the radio. When you think about this event, Mickey, give people that perhaps have never been there or people that haven't been there in a number of years, give them a sense of the importance of this event to Redondo Beach, because it is truly a signature event. It's celebrated throughout the region, if not throughout the country.
Right. So it is a signature event for Redondo Beach, and this year actually is the 20th anniversary. Oh. And one of the things that is so important, and, you know, we do take a little bit from the Disney School of Characters, but one of the things that we think is really important is that people have an exceptional experience when they're in Redondo Beach. And Lobster Festival is a great time for that to happen. And one of the things that nobody expects is for a big lobster to walk up to them and, you know, do a high five with the kids, dance a little bit on stage or on the dance floor, and best of all, take pictures. And everybody loves walking away with their pictures of the lobster, you know, with all the digital social media, everyone's posting their pictures with the lobster. And so we just kind of felt like the lobsters are really integral to that surprise and delight moment that can happen at Lobster Festival. And, you know, previously we just had three lobsters, and we realized that we needed to try to have lobsters there throughout the entire festival. And it was too hard for the three lobsters to do it. So that's kind of how we started Lobster University.
How many lobsters would you like to have typically on a day? What's a normal schedule of lobsters?
Yeah, so it's, you know, usually pretty warm.
Right.
So we love for the lobsters to be able to go out and surprise and delight the guests for about an hour.
Right.
So if we were going to have steady lobsters, we'd probably want to have about at least 10 lobsters, because it's better if they go out in groups, maybe three lobsters at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we had a total of 10 lobsters that we could rotate throughout the 3 days, that would probably be perfect.
Ooh.
Yeah, the lobsters need to refresh. They need to take a dip to refresh because it is hot out there.
Right.
Yeah, they don't really like spending a lot of time outside of the ocean water, so an hour is about all we can get from them.
Absolutely. When you think about Leilani, when you think about and Mickey brought it to fore, the signature success that the Disney characters have, and of course, if you go to Disneyland, it's not just the characters, but all of the guest cast members, they call them, all the cast members make an effort to make every person's individual experience special. And I have to say, the last time my wife and I went to Disneyland, we saw one of the guys that goes around sweeping up actually drawing figures on the ground with a bucket of water and his mop. And it was amazing. He was such an artist, and people were gathered around, and it was quite an experience. We'd never seen that before. Are you an artist, Leilani Lobster?
Well, I'm an artist only in the fact of the way I dance. I'm not really an artist in any other way. But boy, I'll tell you, once I'm out there, I just have a fantastic time dancing on, you know, and as Mickey said, we're on stage quite a bit.
Yes.
We do come up behind people that just turn around with such squeals of delight when they see us, because they just can't believe that what they're seeing. And we love wandering throughout the crowd as they're unfortunately eating some of our brothers and sisters.
Unfortunately.
But we do like going amongst them when that type thing is going on.
Yes. Now, are we still soliciting people to join the Lobster University?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we're so happy to be on your show, is because we still have classes going on. And basically what we do is we go to different public events and we surprise and delight at the public events. So one of them will be, the next one will be the regional mixer next Wednesday at Seaside Lagoon. Sometimes we show up at Pollywog Park. Sometimes we show up in Hermosa Beach at the Fiesta. I mean, there's just like all kinds of places where you can do lobster spotting.
Wow, this is a really big deal.
The lobsters get around, Joe.
Yeah, Lucy Lobster.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your experience outside of the ocean. Tell us a little bit about what it takes to be a really good Redondo Beach lobster.
Well, the key factor is that you like to have fun and you enjoy getting your picture taken, because that is one thing a couple things that we particularly promote as we are at the festival and at these other events that we like to go to promote the festival. People,
right.
They just seem to, as Mickey and April have said, people just get surprised and they're so excited when we tap them on the shoulder, give them hugs, and it's almost infectious. The fun that happens, because then the next group of people see us and they want their picture taken, and the next group after that. So I would say having fun is the key focus on being a lobster.
Now, Lucy, it says in our bio here that you have quite a bit of experience. I didn't know lobsters live that long. You have quite a bit of experience at the Lobster Festival, 17 years?
Yes, that's true. I started out actually as a volunteer, and I met Mickey, and then shortly after that, I became a lobster. We didn't have Lobster University back then. It was more of a private training experience, so I was trained by the best.
Right. Wow. Excellent. I love.
And Joe, one thing that we often tell guests when we're with the guests, and one of the things we learned in Lobster University, is that, you know, people say, oh, you know, I would really like a piece of that tail. And we say, no, you wouldn't. We're big and we're old and we're tough, but we're a lot of fun. So, you know, we've been around a little while, but
good.
Nobody wants a bite of us.
Good. I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't want to ask that question on the radio. I thought that would be inappropriate, just not political.
Joe, I don't know if you remember from last year's Lobster Festival, I was down there and I posted a photo where I was surrounded by lobsters. I was standing there, and all of a sudden, lobsters descended on me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah, it was quite the experience.
Wow. Now, we also have Lisa Lobster with us. Lisa, tell us a little bit about your experience. How long have you been a lobster?
Well, I am a student of Lobster University, so this will be my first year as a lobster, but it is not my first year attending Lobster Fest. In fact, I have been a volunteer through the Chamber of Commerce and helped as a greeter. So there's a little bit of experience there. And we've probably been attending. My family has been attending probably for the last 5 years, and we look forward to it every year. We find that there are guests from around the world that attend. We've greeted guests from out of the country and in many different states that make this a tradition, as well as our local visitors and residents of Redondo.
I am kind of a student of the internet and URLs and you know, naming and branding and that kind of a thing. And of course, the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival has the ultimate URL, lobsterfestival.com.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. And, that, and Joe, that's because we're the original Lobster Festival. There's a lot of knockoffs, but there's only one original Lobster Festival, and that's in Redondo Beach. It's the last weekend of September every year for 20 years.
And it's, yeah, it's the 20th anniversary this year. And we did talk about the festival in a previous show, and there are a lot of special things going on this year, and the talent, the musical talent, is just mind-boggling. Can you talk a little bit about that, Mickey? Because it is really top-notch.
You know what? I really can't, Joe. I have to tell you that we're very, very focused on the lobsters and that piece of Lobster Festival. And I think next week, actually, you're going to have a whole show about Lobster Festival, and you'll be learning about all the different things that are going on.
Right.
But I have to say, unfortunately, you know, there are so many different things going on, and we are the piece that is pretty consistent throughout the entire festival, but I don't really have all the details about the bands that are performing, but I heard they're pretty fabulous.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
You know, Joe, I'm just curious. I mean, Lobster Festival, why not the Abalone Festival? Why not the Crab Festival? Are those crustaceans just not as much fun?
Well, you know, we now that we have Lobster University, we have really started reaching out to all kinds of crustaceans, and we found that none of them dance and take pictures as well as lobsters. So I think this was a pretty smart choice for the city of Redondo Beach.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, shrimp. Yeah, they don't really.
No.
Yeah.
And when you yell out your name, hey shrimp, come over here, then they always feel a little bit like, you know,
small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't like that.
And then, you know, and then hey crab. You know, that does not exude happiness, right?
No.
No, crabs, yeah. Although you would think crabs would be able to work the dance floor, huh?
Not like a lobster.
No. And there's no rock lobster song for crabs.
They're always playing.
Exactly. We even have our own dance.
You do. Tell us
about the rock lobster.
The rock lobster, of course. when we talk about this event, it's more than just the food and more than just the music. As we said, it's providing the experience that you're doing. When you talked about forming Lobster University, what are the parts to Lobster University that people would have to go through to become a lobster?
Well, a couple of things are, number one, we really do try to really make sure that nobody ever sees us without our costume on. So we don't, like, come out with our heads missing or anything like that, because, again, that's kind of from the Disney school, is that when you're in character, you're in character. I mean, when we have our costumes on, we don't use our real names. We don't use any of that because we're totally in character.
Right.
And then the other thing that's really important is how to deal with children. You know, not many children have seen, you know, a 5 or 6 foot lobster before. So some of them are a little bit afraid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we, most of us are women. We have our first boy lobster this year, who is actually Lisa Lobster's son, Larry Lobster.
Larry.
And so we all have, you know, we all make sure we use our voices. We're speaking lobsters. And so we do things like we'll put out our little claw so the children can touch our claw. You know, we don't, you know, run up on people. And we're very, very sensitive to children because it's so important that they have a great experience, too. And they don't walk away being afraid of lobsters.
Right.
That's a good point. That would, you know, and actually I've seen some of the little kids. I've seen, you know, some of them will run at you arms open and others are hiding behind their mom's legs. You know, they don't know what to make of it. You know, maybe they've seen one of your kin on their plate, but they've never seen one walking and talking at them.
Live and in person. Right. So that's part of what we do at Lobster University. When we go out to all these different community events, there's always, you know, children and grown-ups of all sizes and shapes. And that's important that we have that practice with the students before we were at Lobster Festival for 3 days.
Oh, right. There's a 3-month program before the Lobster Festival, before the Lobster Festival. Is that right?
Right. So, and it's very random. You know, the dates really are dependent on when there is a public event. I mean, there was one year when the Lobsters were in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Hermosa Beach. Mm-hmm. There was one year when the Lobsters were at the St. Patrick's Day 5K. So that was well before, you know, 3 months before Lobster Festival. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the Lobsters can show up just about anywhere.
Yeah.
So
they showed up at Special Olympics this year.
Oh.
Yes.
They showed up at the Special Olympics World Games.
Lucy
the Lobster was there.
Yes.
Yep, Lucy the Lobster was in the parade.
Okay.
So lobsters are ambassadors for Redondo Beach, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, yes, they go to all the big events. And Lucy, you were at the parade this year. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, that was so great. We had so much enthusiasm for the participating athletes and the people cheering on at the pier, and everyone was excited to see athletes, but I do have to say that they were excited to see Lucy Lobster, because it is just, we're part of the community, and I was promoting the festival, and it was really exciting to just chat with different people. Some people knew about the festival and were happy they were reminded, and others were very curious and to know when it is and where it is. And we have the privilege of having our festival at the parade. So it was really fun to do the parade.
Is there an official mascot of Redondo Beach?
You know, if you asked me, I would have to say it was the lobster, but I think some people might say dolphin. I'm not really sure, but we all believe it's probably the lobster.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, I think so. I mean, obviously the lobsters make a appearance at the most events, I think, of any,
I haven't seen any dolphins at any public events.
No, they're very shy. I think they are very shy.
Yeah.
Joe, we need to do our station break.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can tell from the excitement and from the fun and the laughter, we're having a great time talking with some Redondo Beach lobsters, local lobsters, Leilani, Lisa, and Lucy Lobster. And we're also talking with Mickey Marafino, Dean of Lobster University. We're thrilled to have her and all the other lobsters with us, talking about what it takes to be a lobster, some of the aspects of Lobster University. You can become a lobster as well. If you wanted, you could go to info or send an email to info@lobsterfestival.com for more information on Lobster University. Also, if you'd like to call in, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. If you have a comment or question, we'd love to have your comment or question. And Jackie, who do we want to thank today as a sponsor?
This portion of the program is brought to you by Your Actualized Visions. A local advertising agency, Your Actualized Visions offers all your advertising needs under one roof. From logo design, business cards, banners, and signage, to online services such as websites, SEO, social media, promotional videos, reputation management, and loyalty promotions, you name it, and Your Actualized Visions will handle it for you on time and under budget. Built on the needs of their clients, Your Actualized Visions is competitively priced and economical, saving you money and greatly enhancing your bottom line. At Your Actualized Visions, customer service is all local with one point of contact. No more dealing with robo-answering machines, getting the runaround, or speaking to someone in another country. Your Actualized Visions understands your hyper-local advertising needs and focuses on bringing you real clients. They do not buy likes or followers or fake results. Your campaigns are real, built with real community followers who want to purchase your services and products. Now, the only thing standing in the way of your company's success is you not picking up the phone right now and calling Your Actualized Visions at 310-413-8773. Or you can email them at jerry@youractualizedvisions.com. That's Jerry, J-E-R-I, at youractualizedvisions.com. To learn more about what your actualized visions can do for you, visit the website at youractualizedvisions.com. Your dreams today, not someday.
Wow. I think we're back with the lobsters. And Lucy, you're back with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Now, Mickey, tell us a little bit about what the next period of time is going to be. You said, I think we talked about next Wednesday is the first time we'll be able to see lobsters actually in the flesh at the Redondo Beach Chamber Regional Mixer, which is a huge mixer, actually, of all the local South Bay regional chambers. And that's going to be at the Seaside Lagoon. Perfect. So the lobsters don't have to travel far. That's wonderful.
That's true.
Now, Lisa, I wanted to ask Lisa about, this is her first year. She's a brand new lobster.
Right.
Yes, so my son and I are so excited to participate.
So can you tell us about your training and what you had to go through to get to this point?
I am still in training, so I will have my debut at the regional mixer and been an ambassador for Redondo Beach. So this is just ambassador in attire.
Okay. All right. I get that. Now,
I am very excited to participate because my son and I are always looking for unique, fun family activities that we can make memories of. And when the opportunity was presented, we just really were excited about jumping in and doing this together. And I approached him about it because at one point he wanted to be the mascot for the football games at Redondo Union High School. And you had to be on the cheer squad. And I said, well, here is a really great opportunity for us right in our backyard. So we jumped on the opportunity to do this together. And it is a unique experience to do it with your son and learn from our fellow experienced lobsters.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Now, how old is Larry the Lobster?
Larry the Lobster is 14 years old, and he is a sophomore at Redondo Union High School. He is a musician he's in the marching band, and he's also been on the volleyball team. So he, as a 14-year-old, is 5'11". He is a tall lobster. It will be a little bit confusing for people to know which one is the parent and which one's the child. I'm only 5'1".
Well, you know, I can foresee this Lobster University. I can foresee them having whole families of lobsters in the future. Little lobsters. Oh, my God. Think of how cute the little lobsters would be.
Yeah.
But it does get hot, so you do have to have some tolerance in being in costume and being in character and being approachable and also and being very outgoing. I think that is a key. You know, the ones that don't make it through Lobster University tend to be very shy, and those are the ones that end up on the plate.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's how it works. All right. I, speaking of ending up on the plate, Leilani, are you there?
I am.
Now, has anybody in the past ever tried to, get you on the plate?
You know, the funny thing is, I can't tell you how many times during the 3-day festival we hear the things about, hey, I'm going to throw you in the boiling water.
Yeah.
Hey, let me get some melted butter. that type thing. So you have to be able to, you know, roll with it when it goes, when those types, not lobster roll with it, but you have to be able to roll with it. But you have to kind of roll with that. And I'll tell you, one of the really key reasons, and I couldn't agree with Mickey more about how important it is that we do get lobsters in training. The very first year that I was a lobster, it was a situation where the other two lobsters had a big family event to attend, so I was totally by myself all 3 days.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, there's a lot of pressure when you're the only lobster at the lobster festival.
Right.
So we never want to be in that kind of situation again, and that's one of the other reasons why we need to have lots of lobsters in training.
Right.
Wow.
And
I don't know that I could do it, Joe. If somebody came after me with one of those claw crackers, I'd go running.
We're bigger than the plate.
Yeah.
And so you have to have a good sense of humor.
Maybe the idea of children lobster is not such a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah.
Now,
Jackie, I think you should be a lobster. I think you should join us at Lobster Festival and try being a lobster and see what it's like.
I'll tell you,
that would be great.
I enjoy the Lobster Festival so much. I just enjoy going with my friends and seeing everybody there and seeing the lobsters. I mean, I just really enjoy it. I don't know that I could work it because it's a lot of work.
It is, but I think it would be really fun for you to see it from the eyes of a lobster.
From the eyes of a lobster. Yeah, maybe I will one of these years. Maybe I will.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something else. This is Leilani again. You know, it's amazing once you have that whole costume on, the things you will do. Because I'm telling you, without that costume, I don't know that I'd be center stage. I mean, literally on the stage with the band. But once you have that costume in on, the whole persona takes over. And it's amazing. You get a lot out of it. You get more out of it by doing this than people get like seeing you. It's a very, very rewarding experience.
That's interesting.
I don't know, Jill. Maybe we might have to do it one of these years.
You know what? And it's so fun being hugged, like, all the time. You know? I mean, there's nothing nicer than everybody loves you and they just give you hugs without even thinking about it. So it's great. It really makes you feel good, too.
Wow.
What do you think, Jill?
It sounds like a fantastic experience. I mean, I love that the concept that you become, you know, you become the persona. You lose your inhibitions when you're a lobster and you know, you feel the water at your feet and you just feel like you're in the ocean again, and that's wonderful. I love that concept.
And we've actually had some really fun lobster photo opportunities, too. I think, Jackie and Joe, on your website, you have some pictures of a lobster riding on a bull, on the mechanical bull. You have a picture of a lobster doing stand-up paddling. So, you know, the lobsters really get out there, and they're very active, too.
This is something that will always go forward. It's an amazing idea to do Lobster University. Mickey, how long have you had Lobster University?
We've only had Lobster University for 2 years. So far we've had 2 graduates. So we are really looking forward to taking it to the next level and, you know, trying to build up our lobster
community.
Yep, that's a good word. Yep.
What do we call a group of lobsters? Does anybody know? You know, it's like a gaggle of geese, a herd of horses. What do we call lobsters? What's a group of lobsters?
The only thing that I know is a fun time. That's all I can say.
A fun time of lobsters.
Exactly.
Yep. Absolutely. We are so excited. The festival is coming up in September. What's the date, Jackie? Do you have the date?
25th through the 27th. It's the last weekend in September.
Right. Last.
And it's at Seaside Lagoon.
Right.
And next week, we have a show scheduled where we're going to talk about all the details of what's going to happen at Lobster Fest this year, so we don't want to give too much away today, right?
But I believe you can get tickets already. Tickets are available.
Oh, the tickets are available.
Yeah. So if people just can't wait, they can go to lobsterfestival.com.
All right, so they can go there now and buy their tickets.
Right.
And, they can find out who the entertainers are and about all of the new aspects of Lobster Festival, just in case they can't wait until next week to hear it on your show.
Right.
Does this generally sell out, Mickey?
I don't think we've ever sold out. We can usually accommodate all the guests that are interested in coming, although we have sold out of lobsters a few times. So we always want to recommend, if you're interested, I mean, there's so many other things to do there besides eat lobster if you're not a fan of the crustacean. But we always say, if you definitely want to get lobster, make sure you're there early on Sunday, because the last people there on Sunday are the ones who are at risk of not getting a lobster. Although after we ran out that first time several years ago, we never ran out again. So we usually can handle that kind of a crowd.
Wow, it must be difficult to do that prediction. I remember a few years ago, Jackie, when we were talking about the Lobster Festival, that we do go through quite a bit, quite a few lobsters, quite a few of the brethren of our
the lobster population is decimated after the festival.
it's an amazing experience.
It's funny, Joe. I've lived here for 30 years, so I've been around for many, many lobster festivals. But it's such a community tradition. I mean, I have plenty of friends, and actually you might include me and John in there as well, that we wait for the lobster festival to have lobster. It's just what you do. I don't eat lobster all year long. I can wait for it.
Yeah.
And our friends, particularly the ones with kids, mm-hmm. They get their tickets early to make sure they get their lobster dinner, and it's a special occasion.
Right. Right.
Not to mention, lobster is really expensive in restaurants.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that,
I don't know
that's
why
a good point.
Is.
That's a good point, Jackie, about getting your tickets online, is that if you do order your lobster dinner online, then you are guaranteed a lobster. So even if, something should happen and the lobster quantity is not calculated to the demand, the people who have tickets online are guaranteed a lobster.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Call now. Get online now. Reserve your lobster dinner.
Right. That's awesome. You can reserve a small Louis dinner for $25. It's really a great price. And of course, if you want a big Louis, that's $45. But it's an amazing experience.
It is. You're right, and that's a great price. And it comes with, all the sides and everything, the corn and roll and slaw, whatever they
right.
have. Yeah, it's a good meal. It's a fun event.
Yes, and a great website.
Yes, it is.
What's next, Mickey? What is the next thing that you would like people to know about Lobster University? Being the dean of Lobster University, you must have plans for curricula. What kinds of sports do lobsters participate in? I know you've got to get that whole NCAA thing going for the lobsters and get them,
we're not very good with any sports that have balls, because we have claws and it's kind of hard for us to grip the balls. Think really in terms of athletics, I think really the most important thing for the lobsters to be able to do is to be able to dance in the heat, because our lobster shells get pretty warm, and we could be dancing for an hour in the sun in a warm shell, and so it does take a little bit of stamina. So I think any kind of aerobic activity is really important. I remember one year Lucy and Lori the Lobster, when we're at the Wii National Games that were in Redondo Beach, the Wii video games, And they were doing some aerobics with the dance, dance, dance game. And and that was really, really good exercise and really good training for them.
Yes.
So these are some fit lobsters.
Yeah, yeah. I just found
Larry.
I'm sorry, was that Lisa or Lucy?
Yes, Lisa. I just found Larry Lobster, and he just wanted to say hi before he heads out.
Okay.
Oh, Larry. We got Larry Lobster.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very, very good. And it's great to talk to you. Are you looking forward to being a lobster this year?
I am. I can't wait.
Larry, do the other kids know that you're a lobster?
I don't think so.
No? Are you planning on telling them or not?
I was planning on doing it first and then showing them pictures.
Okay. Cool. Do you think that you're going to be, that they're going to be jealous that you're a lobster?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think so.
I think so.
After they see those pictures, they're going to be saying, is that really you? Did you do that?
Well, I imagine you're going to run into some of your friends from school in the neighborhood down there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what an experience.
And it's actually super fun when you do run into people that you know in your other life when you're a lobster,
yeah,
because they recognize your voice. And sometimes, you know, we would recognize them before they recognize us. So we might say,
right,
hey, Joe, it's great to see you. And you're like looking back at this big lobster and you're like,
Oh, yeah,
I think I recognize your voice. And then all of a sudden, you know, everybody laughs and it's pretty funny. But Larry the lobster, you know, there's a lot of pressure on Larry this year. He's going to be the youngest lobster and he's going to be our first male lobster. So the pressure's on, but I have a feeling he'll probably be one of the best lobsters, too.
Well, he's got some large tails to fill there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, Larry, you have to figure out a way for lobsters to be cooler. You got to figure out sort of like an internal air conditioning system for lobsters. There's got to be something that could be done, like one of those packs of ice that you hang around your neck or something.
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
Well, as we said, they're lobsters. They can jump right in the lagoon to cool off.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And actually, Joe, when you said making lobsters cooler, I didn't think you meant temperature-wise. I thought you meant, like, Larry the lobster is going to develop a new lobster swagger. So we're going to have,
maybe,
like, a new swagger that Larry the Lobster is going to teach all the lady lobsters, and that's going to make us cooler.
That's true.
I like it.
Maybe Larry the Lobster, you know, might wear a gold chain around his neck or something like that.
You never know.
Really cool. Just so we know, you know, how do you tell a boy lobster from a girl lobster?
By the way, their voice.
Oh, I see, yes.
We don't have to look under their tail?
No.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
Hey, Joe,
yeah.
We should probably do a station break and get to Bobby.
Yes, we should. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, Redondo Beach, more to see. We're talking about the Redondo Beach Lobster University, and, of course, that's getting people prepared for the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival, which is coming up September 25th through September 27th. It's going to be a fabulous event. You can find out more at lobsterfestival.com. And if you're interested in becoming a lobster and going through Lobster University, send an email to info@lobsterfestival.com to find out more about becoming a lobster like Larry Lobster. And Jackie?
No commercial, just Bobby.
No commercial. Okay. Well, Bobby, are you with us?
I sure am.
Bobby Christian from the Redondo Beach Chamber and Visitors Bureau. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm super excited about the Lobster Festival, so I love hearing about Lobster University.
Yes, it's really exciting. We've got a lot of lobsters on the line, Bobby, and you could take it away and tell us about what's coming up. You know, the lobsters probably are going to take a dip in the ocean, and they'll be right back.
Well, we got a lot of great events coming up this week and next week, in addition to preparing for the Lobster Festival. Next weekend is our next Wednesday is our regional mixer. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Seaside Lagoon, just as you guys mentioned. Entrance is $20, and there's a $10 discount for all chamber members. And we'd really like to start off by thanking some of the restaurants that are providing samples for the food for the event. Buca de Beppo, Baby G's, Captain Kids, Chick-fil-A, Dickie's BBQ Pit, which their barbecue is amazing. If you haven't tried it yet, you have to try it. Doma Kitchen, Fitch's Kitchen, Fresh Brothers, Kincaid's Bay House, Para Thai, Critics' Choice Catering, and Ruby's Diner. So that's going to be next Wednesday at 5:30. We have a ribbon cutting this Friday for Gallery JS. That's at 1:30 p.m. at 1733 South Catalina Avenue. And we have another ribbon cutting at Yoga Cycle on Thursday, August 27th at 4:30 p.m. And for more information, you can call Redondo Beach Chamber at 310-376-6911. Now, in addition to Lobster University, if you're looking to get involved as a volunteer at the event for Lobster Festival, we're looking for volunteers for a number of different things that you don't have to dress up in a costume for. If you're interested in being a volunteer or getting involved with the festival in some way, contact Mara Santos at the Chamber. Again, the number is 310-376-6911. And for all Chamber events and things going on in the community, check out redondochamber.org. That's going to be updated weekly with new events that are going on. And it's also the best place to remind yourself of what the times are or the addresses of where you're going. And like you said, the Lobster Festival is online. This year, you're going to save money if you book online. You're going to save about $5 a ticket and $5 a meal, a little bit more if you get the Bistro tickets. So go to lobsterfestival.com for all that information. And you can also find us at Facebook at Redondo Beach Lobster Festival on Facebook.
All right. Wonderful. This is really exciting. Everything's kind of tending towards the festival. You know, as Jackie was saying, it's quite an event. Many people hardly even eat lobster throughout the year, and they wait for this festival, and then they gorge themselves, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Lisa, Lucy, and Leilani, but they do, and that's
there's
just...
There's some advantages to being a tough old lobster.
That's right.
Exactly. And actually, I have to say, you know, I think some people really like lobster without the butter, and that makes it a very healthy, healthy meal.
Oh, right. Right. That makes sense. Well, thank you so much, Bobby. Christian, thank you so much for joining us and giving us the rundown on what's coming up.
Thanks, you guys. I can't wait to see some of you out of these events.
Right. Awesome.
It just keeps getting better and better every year. Every year the Chamber keeps adding something that makes the event even more spectacular. So I'm really excited about this 2015 Lobster Fest.
Right. Bobby, you talked about the other volunteers that are needed. And of course, they have a phone number that they can call. Can you give that phone number out again, Bobby, and then a URL or a website that they can go to find out more about becoming volunteers?
I sure can. And the volunteers we're looking for are everything from people to man the entry to people to man the info station. So there's a wide selection. You can really choose what you'd like to do. And the hours aren't too long. And I believe you get free entry to the event afterwards. So you might even save some money. You can find out more by going to lobsterfestival.com or contacting Mara Santos at 310-376-6911. It's the Chamber number. So if you forget the number, you can always go to redondochamber.org and look that number back up.
Okay, perfect. Wonderful. We're looking for lots and lots of volunteers to call in or go to the website, because the more volunteers, the better. And you get perhaps even a discount on the Lobster Festival yourself yourself and other volunteers. If you can get the whole family to volunteer, you're in. That's great.
That'd be great. I'd love to see a family come out and help us as a whole group.
Yeah, I agreed. That would be wonderful.
Hi, this is Lucy. I just want to point out that
yes, Lucy.
Volunteers need to sign up ahead of time. They cannot just show up and say, I'm here to volunteer. We do need to have
right.
them sign up ahead of time through the chamber. So that's key.
Right. Right. You've got a little time now, so if you want to get involved, you've got, you know, just about 1 month. So now is the time to become a lobster or a volunteer. And then, of course, a lobster is called a volunteer as well. But what do you call a lobster? Is there a special name for a lobster volunteer, Mickey?
Well, that name usually comes with the naming of the lobster, which, you know, we have a big event where we decide what the name of the lobster will be. And as you might have noticed, all of the names begin with L.
Yes. Well, I guess lobsters like that.
Yes, we many of our lobsters do like that, and it helps us all, you know, remember each other's lobster names.
I'd kind of like Luke. I think I'd like that.
Well, I think
or
we're going to get you into a costume,
Lucky.
And you might be Luke the lobster, Joe.
Luke. I like Luke, yeah.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Luke Skywalker.
See? And you would have some pretty fancy moves if you were Luke the lobster, I'll bet.
That's true.
And Jackie can be Lucky.
Lucky, Lucky. Jackie?
Lucky Lenny, Lucky Lucy. Well, we already got a Lucy. Lola.
Just Lucky.
Lola the lobster.
That's
Lola.
A good one.
Uh-huh. Lola's good.
Lola's good.
Wonderful.
Wait, Lindy.
Lindy.
Lindy the lobster.
This is so much fun, and this is so, such a good, building experience, such a good experience for people that want to be volunteers. They want to do something a little bit special, and the Lobster Corps, we could call it a corps, almost like the Marine Corps, couldn't we, Mickey?
Yeah. Sure.
The Lobster Corps is something that we want to continue for years and years and years and years, so you can be assured of a job as a lobster for many years into the future. I don't think there's any unemployment, lobster unemployment.
No.
Once a lobster,
we're in high demand.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're in high demand.
High demand.
Joe, keep things rolling here. I'm just going to go look up what you call a group of lobsters.
Okay.
Hold on one sec.
Right.
It's going to be exciting to see the reunion of everyone at the regional mixer because I know that I have... As a new lobster this year, it will be fun to reacquaint and learn from the masters. So I'm really excited about that that connection this next Wednesday.
Will all the lobsters be there next Wednesday?
No, they won't. And that is one of the reasons why we need to have a gaggle of lobsters or a core of lobsters or whatever Jackie tells us
yeah.
we are as a group. But
yes.
It's
yeah.
because, you know, there are many volunteer opportunities for lobsters. And really the only requirement we have is that you'll be available during the 3 days of Lobster Festival. But when there's other events going on in town and we decide that we want to have a class during that event, which means basically you know, the professors are with the students out in the community and, you know, shaking claws and hugging and getting their picture taken, that oftentimes every single lobster in the Corps is not available. So that's
right.
definitely one reason why we need to build a better Corps is because, like Leilani said, it doesn't work out as well when you're one lobster by yourself. It's really hard because you can't, you know, address everybody who wants to get their picture taken with you. When we're a gaggle of lobsters, we can kind of split up and we can, you know, make a lot more people happier with their pictures. So that's one of the reasons why we really need to build our lobster community, is because there's just so many lobster opportunities.
Now, you know, Mickey, as you're talking, I was just thinking, I was just thinking, where do you get your lobster shells shined and polished? I mean, who does the lobster coiffure or lobster fashion?
Yeah, so we definitely have to go to a specialist, and
yes,
we have to prepare. And depending on how many events we're at per year, I mean, we might need to have our lobster shell shined, you know, more than once or twice a year. But it's we have to go to a specialist. We can't just take our shells anywhere.
No, I see.
Okay, I'm back. All right.
Well,
a group of lobsters is generally called a pod, but they have also been called a deck or a shield.
Right.
And if you buy them by the box from, you know, from a store, they're called a box of lobsters. But a pod, a pod of lobsters.
Right.
A deck.
A deck of lobsters or a shield of lobsters.
I would hate people to think when we said a pod of lobsters that they would think we said a pot of lobsters, because that's not a very good connotation.
No. So we should stick with a deck, a shield of lobsters.
Right.
Shield of lobsters.
I like a shield. Yeah, shield. Of lobsters. That's good. Okay, so now we all know, and we can educate people at the Lobster Festival. So when a group of you are going from point A to point B, you can explain to people, we are a shield of lobsters.
That's wonderful.
And they'll be like, armor. And they'll be, yeah, and they'll be like, oh, okay, have you been drinking?
We were just talking, Jackie, while you were gone, about where lobsters get their shells shined.
Buffed?
Shined.
Their shells shined.
And they may have to get their shells shined, or maybe even their shells taken in occasionally when they lose weight, or, you know, maybe a little tailoring of their shells.
Yeah, so we don't really encourage lobsters to lose weight because, you know, everybody likes their lobsters big and plump, although our Leilani lobster just actually did lose a little bit of weight, and she's worried that her shell is going to be a little big. So we might have to address that customizing the shell situation.
Oh, my goodness. Who knew that lobsters had to deal with sartorial issues? Unbelievable.
I mean, you know, on a Friday afternoon or a Wednesday afternoon, where do you find a lobster tailor? I mean, those are tough to find.
We definitely have a custom shop that we go to, and, you know, we're not the only lobsters in the world, so, you know, we definitely have to book well in advance.
Right, absolutely. Well,
boy, Joe, have we learned a lot or what?
We have learned a tremendous amount. I mean, of course, Lobster University is constantly adding professors and students. They're going to have a tremendous curricula, and we're looking forward to that as the years go by. There will be more and more things that lobsters will be learning at Lobster University. I'm excited. This is exciting. Mickey, you've done an amazing job with this, and we're so proud of this. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mickey Marafino.
Well, I have to tell you, it's not Mickey alone. I have a great team of professors, and we realized we had a problem, which we didn't have enough lobsters, but if we didn't all come together as a shield and discuss it, we probably never would have come up with Lobster University. So it definitely is one of those things that takes a group.
Lucy Lobster, thank you so much for joining us today. It was so much fun.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Thank
to be
you. And
here.
It's even going
to
be more fun in September.
Looking forward to seeing
That's
you at the
big
festival.
Time. And Lisa Lobster, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to greeting everyone.
Awesome. And Leilani Lobster, we're so glad that you could join us today. It's time to take a dip in the ocean and cool off.
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
We're looking forward
to
it. You have a lobster-loving day. I didn't expect that.
I could tell.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We loved having you. Remember, lobsterfestival.com or visit redondo.com. Please get a fabulous event. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.